AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is testifying before Congress this morning on the recent terror attacks, promising that the U.S. and its partners will defeat the Islamic State group.
The attacks in Paris and San Bernardino were an assault upon the civilization that we defend.
He says diplomatic work is underway, but supporting it is the military campaign.
Through our and our coalition partners' actions, the military campaign must and will deny ISIL any safe territorial haven, kill or capture its leadership and forces, and destroy its organization.
Lawmakers in the House have already voted to require visas for anyone visiting the U.S. who's been in terror hotspots like Syria and Iraq during the past 5 years. Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy.
You have more than 5,000 individuals that have Western passports in this program that have gone to Iraq or Syria in the last 5 years.
The bill passed overwhelmingly in the House. It is supported by both Democrats and Republicans and the White House as well. More than 5 inches of rain has fallen on Portland, Oregon since Sunday. The flooding in Oregon and Washington has unleashed landslides, flooding, and wreaked havoc on transit systems. Tyler Minium is in Kalama, Oregon.
You can't really notice it until you get up close, but a lot of the houses had water that was rushing from the hills, and it was starting to come out of their garage all the way up to the doorway. Some of the cars were almost tire deep.
He talked to KOIN-TV. Coming up soon, embattled Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel will address a special city council session. He'll be talking about the police department after last month's release of a video showing a white police officer shooting a black teenager 16 times. Some activists are calling for the mayor to resign. The Dow Industrials are up 84 points. This is AP Radio News. Our new poll finds that most Americans are wary of immigration from the Mideast. AP correspondent Shirley Smith reports from Washington.
54% of Americans say that the U.S. takes in too many people from the volatile Middle East. If you break the figure down more, it shows 3/4 of the Republicans held that view, compared with about half of the independents and more than a third of the Democrats. The poll also showed that around 70% of the Republicans who were asked said they think that there's a high risk of Syrian refugees committing acts of religious or political violence if they get into the United States. For Democrats, it was about a third. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Some angry Britons say Donald Trump's call to ban Muslims from entering the U.S. amounts to hate speech, and they're asking the U.K. to ban him from entering their country. London says it has no plans to do that. Donald Trump owns a golf course in Scotland. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.